In areas of Nashville with a lot of restaurants, like Midtown, the growth can be a double-edged sword. On one hand, the population has grown here more than the rest of the city, which means more potential customers. But so has the rent. WPLN's Emily Siner has the story of one restaurant whose employees can no longer afford to live nearby.
It's early on a Tuesday night at the Tin Angel on West End, well before any dinner rush. But the candles are lit and the white linen napkins are folded, and Heather Malm is bringing wine glasses to her first table of the night for their Pinot Noir.
Here is the bottle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
8 years ago, Malm moved into a house a couple blocks away.
And got a job here 3 days later.
She could walk to work, as could most of the staff.
We just had kind of more of a community then. It was a lot easier to be like, hey, want to go get coffee real quick?
Last year, she says, her landlord raised the rent by $300. So she moved south to Woodbine. Other coworkers have scattered to Madison, Donelson, Hermitage. Malm says she's noticed a change.
The bonds aren't as strong as the coworkers used to be when we all kind of lived in the same area.
There was a greater closeness. People who've worked here 8 and 10 and 15 years ago are still closely in touch.
Rick Balsam opened the Tin Angel in the early 90s.
Is that something too terrible to give up in order to grow and develop? And no, it's not the end of the world, but it's real.
What's also a very real challenge now that his staff is peppered around the city? Flexibility, which is important in the restaurant business. For example, Balsam has pretty much given up on snow days.
Last year when we had those two storms, we had to close. We weren't willing to risk their safety.
And even on a daily basis.
People get sick, they can't show up for work. You turn around and all of a sudden you have 30 more reservations than you thought. You need an extra waitress right now.
It's harder to get reinforcements when they live out by the airport, like Megan Hasse.
If you're close, then it's not too bad. But, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I'll be there in 45 minutes.
She just started working at the Tin Angel this summer and is already tired of the commute. But the places she found in this part of town are too pricey. So she wants to move to East Nashville. With a 20-minute commute, she says, that will feel like a breeze. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.